we begin this morning with an update on the continuing spread of the coronavirus in our state and communities and its impact. As Arizonans and the world try to maintain social distancing in an effort to slow the rate of transmission of COVID-19, the state's Department of Health Services reports today 919 cases of COVID-19 that has led to 17 deaths. And earlier this morning, Governor Doug Ducey and Superintendent of Public Instruction Kathy Hoffman announced Arizona schools will remain closed through the end of this school year.
And in Washington, the U.S. House of Representatives followed the Senate and unanimously approved a true $2 trillion economic relief package on Friday to combat the impact of COVID-19 and the impact it's had on businesses and families across the country. The president signed the package soon after, and somehow this all feels like old news already. Much has changed in the days already since, including guidance from D.C. that our present situation is likely to last at least until the end of April. And with us now to talk more about the latest is Congressman Greg Stanton. Good morning, Congressman.
Good morning. It's great to be with you. And I know we're going to talk about COVID-19, but I used to be mayor of Phoenix. And first and foremost, I just want to offer my prayers to the family of Commander Greg Carnicle, the police officer that was killed last night in the line of duty, and praying for the health of the two officers that were injured as well.
Thank you for that. I want to talk, as you mentioned, about this relief package to begin with. What did you want to see most in this as negotiations were going on about what would end up in this stimulus or relief, whatever you want to call it? What do you think was the greatest need?
Well, I think first and foremost is getting the resources to our hospitals throughout the United States of America, community hospitals, larger hospitals, rural hospitals, et cetera. We know that there's a surge is coming. We see what's happening in New York right now, and we need to make sure that our hospitals have the resources so that they have the equipment for the healthcare workers themselves to keep them safe, and the equipment necessary to keep the number of people that are going to be entering these hospitals fighting for their lives, that they have the equipment to keep them safe. Look, I've been pretty hard on this administration, saying that they were flat-footed to get at the beginning of the COVID virus. We knew about this back in January. They sent these test kits to public health entities around the country, including Maricopa County. And you know what? Those test kits were faulty, and we lost time. And we've learned so much that in a pandemic, time is everything. And I don't think we've caught up nearly enough in terms of testing. You mentioned the numbers from Arizona, but we know that Arizona is one of the states that's tested the least amount of people. And that's incredibly frustrating because information is so critically important that we need to make decisions about where to allocate resources. And we don't have the best information because we haven't done nearly the amount of testing that we should have done.
Is that going to be addressed?
Well, we've given them the resources to do so. And I hope and pray that they can get up to speed on some of the advances that we're hearing about from Abbott Laboratories with these quicker tests, et cetera. But the truth is that we got such a slow start, we fell so far behind, and we know that that's going to make this pandemic much worse than it needed to be.
Yeah. I want to talk about the economic impact that this is having so far here in our community. As you mentioned, you used to be the mayor of Phoenix. Would you have taken similar measures to what have happened here if you were still mayor, and do you think that we should do more?
Well, look, first off, I know Mayor Kate Gallego very well. She was on city council when I served as mayor. We worked very closely together. I respect her. I trust her judgment. And I do believe she took the right steps to protect the citizens of Phoenix. And we know what the numbers show in terms of how bad this pandemic can get across the country and right here in Arizona. And so I think that we need to take the strongest steps possible to protect the citizens of Phoenix. It's one of the reasons, by the way, that I really worked hard to ensure that local government was included in the latest relief package, the CARES Act. You know, I took a red eye to make sure I could participate and vote on that thing on Friday to make sure it passed as quickly as possible. And one of the things I insisted on was that there was support for state and local government because we know the revenues are going to be significantly reduced, and we don't want to have any reduction in police officers or firefighters or the core services of cities. And so having that experience as mayor leads me to advocate for cities in Congress.
Congressman Stanton, I want to ask about sort of the economic impact that this is trying to address, this stimulus or relief package. We're addressing small businesses in it. We're sending checks directly to Americans. Is this, though, going to be just sort of the first step? Do you anticipate another sort of stimulus needed in the months and maybe year to come to help the economy get back on its feet?
I can only talk about the House Democratic Caucus in Washington. And yes, we're already beginning to look at a fourth stimulus bill. Because remember, what we passed last week, that did include significant support directly for people and families. That was the key for us, is that we wanted to make sure that we got resources directly in the hands of affected people and families. That's why we insisted on direct payments to people and for $500 for each child. It's why we insisted on significantly increasing the amount of unemployment insurance payments so that people could pay their bills during this really, really bad time. But we know there's a good chance that that's not going to be enough, and we may need to provide even more resources for those nurses and doctors and other healthcare officials on the front lines. And so, at least as far as I'm concerned, and the work that we're doing right now, we're already planning for a fourth relief package for the American people.
All right. That is U.S. Congressman Greg Stanton, and unfortunately, all the time we have this morning. Thank you so much for your time, Congressman.
Thank you for having me.